What's up, you frickin' armadillas? You rugrats? How's it going, guys? Let's get this thing going. Gets the people going. It is Monday night. Just waiting on Monday Night Football to start. Just because the Panthers are playing. You know, I love the Panthers. And ever since I haven't been a Browns fan, I've been all in on the Panthers. And it feels great. You know, it feels phenomenal. So, me and JC went to a comedy show on yesterday, Sunday. Saw Big Brown, Brendan Shaw, my favorite, one of my favorites. It was incredible. He was really, really, really good. If you don't know much about Brendan Shaw, he's ex-UFC fighter, podcast host with, it's called Fighter and the Kid. And now he's a stand-up comedian, but he doesn't really so much tell jokes. He's a storyteller. Like, that's kind of what he does. He just tells stories that are fucking hilarious. I don't give out any of his bits. They were, man. If you ever get the chance to see Brendan Schaub laugh, or Brendan Schaub live, go for it, because you won't regret it. And that's another thing, too, like, you go to a comedy show to laugh. JC was like, oh my god, you're like fangirling. I usually laugh like that at every comedy show unless the guy sucks. You know? You go to a comedy show to laugh. Like, I get it if you go to a stand, like a open mic night, you know, and the guys aren't that funny. But if you go to a professional comedy show, it's honestly one of the best experiences that you could do, in my opinion, because I don't know, man. I feel like we're way too stressed out all the time. Like, all the time. And going and just, because there's usually an opener, so that's another half hour. So you're laughing for an hour and a half, and then, you know, you're driving home, talking about what you just saw, the stuff that made you laugh, the stuff that made you really laugh. I don't know, it's a really cool experience to go to comedy shows. I love it. So far, like, I saw Joe Rogan, Tony Hinchcliffe, Jeremiah Watkins, Brendan Schaub, Tom Papa, and then I'm going to see Chris D'Elia on Thursday, and then we got Joe Rogan again. He's got a new hour, and then Steve-O, fucking Steve-O. I've heard his comedy is pretty good. But yeah, it was a fucking blast. The 2-hour drive to the Funny Bone in Columbus, it's awful. It's awful. There's like a 90-mile stretch that you just go straight. And I was dozing off. This is true story. Jenna fell asleep. I can't believe I'm saying this, so ridiculous. Jenna fell asleep. I had to piss it so bad. Because, okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. The show started at, it said be there at 5. Now, we've never been there before. So I'm thinking, all right, we got to be there at 5. They're probably going to have a couple people go on before him or something. We leave at about 3:15, it's a two hour 10-minute drive. I'm like, all right, we're already gonna be late, but we're not too bad. We're about 15 minutes, half hour away. Jenna goes, I forgot my wallet. Perfect. Uh-oh, perfect. So, half hour, that's another, we'll say 45 minutes that is just gone. So we're finally on the road now. It's about 4 o'clock, 2-hour drive again. And that's 2-hour drive is going pretty quick. Okay. So we get there at 6 something. I'm like, fuck man, we're so late. They tell you to get there at 5 so you can eat dinner and get wasted. The show doesn't start till 7. By the way, Funny Bone Columbus, don't be in a mall. You know, great club. It looked really good in there. You know, it looked super cool. But the way the seating was too, like they sit us down at this table. They're like, okay, you're this seat and this seat. It's a 4-person table, super jam packed. There's a bunch of 4-person tables, all super, super, super close. And they're like, okay, you're this seat and this seat. And we're like, well, wait, we don't have this whole table. They're like, no, two other people are going to be joining you tonight. Okay, that's cool. the couple that joined us was about a, say, 230-pound dude with a red beard and about 100-pound little Asian girl. It's Asian. But they were fine. But me and JC, we ordered like 3 appetizers, drinks, and then these people would like had no room. Like there was this table was so small. Don't change anything in the funny bone as far as like decor, but be roomier. You know, it's just like it's just too crowded, too packed. Like not even too packed. There wasn't that many people, but it was like the way that the people were sitting and the way that it was all set up. I wasn't a fan. The other thing that kind of pissed me off about this place is we're there to watch a stand-up comedy show. And, like, a place like this, it's kind of intimate, you know. It's not a theater. So, like, I don't know how to explain this. If you haven't ever been to a comedy show, like, if you go to a Joe Rogan show, it's not really going to be very intimate because it's you're around hundreds of other people. But, like, this kind of place was, I don't know, 100, 150 people probably, maybe tops. So it's kind of intimate, you know, like if he wanted to the whole show, he could look at everybody. So as the show's going on, they have fucking waiters and waitresses still walking around asking people like, do you guys need drinks? Do you need drinks? Are you okay with drinks? And it like kind of like their middle joke kind of breaks your focus for a second. You get what I'm saying? It's like if you're talking to somebody and then somebody else comes over to you and is like, hey, do you need anything? It kind of throws you off. And it's like, come on. And then everybody kept getting up to go to the bathroom or whatever they were doing. And it was just, that was a little bit frustrating, you know? But whatever. We'll see if the Chris D'Elia one's any different. It was, dude, even the opener. The opener fucking killed it. Oh, excuse me. Like I said, it was a long drive there, long drive back, long day today. This, guys, is it just me? Or this, like, getting dark at 5 o'clock shit? It's only, like, I feel like it's only the first week that this has been going on, and it's going to be so long. This winter is going to be so fucking long. And I'm fine with it. I couldn't imagine if I was single right now, to be honest with you. Like, to be completely honest, if I was single right now and it was getting dark at 5 o'clock, I would be probably 400 pounds. 400 pounds for sure. Just melting into my seat. You know, like those people that are so fat, they're just like smuggling hot dogs in their neck rolls. That would be me. That would be me. If I was single and had nothing to do all the time. But whatever. So, the opening act, dude. That guy was hilarious. He had, his name was, Bill Blake. If you have a chance, check this guy out, Bill Blake. He had a bit about fucking, like, when you almost hit a deer, how it's worse than if you just fucking hit the deer. And then he had a bit about, he had a lot, but these are like the two ones that really stuck. If, it was basically, the rich will always be rich, the poor will always be poor, and the middle class will just be fucked all the time, no matter what. No matter if the poor and the rich flopped places, and then like if even if rocks were currency, how the middle class is still just fucked. Like, we just have enough to get by. It was really, really, really good. But yeah, man, Brennan, dude, he did not disappoint. He, like I said, he's more of a storyteller than a joke teller. But man, he murdered. It was great. It was one of the best shows, like live shows I've seen, period. And then we got to meet him after, because Jenny got me the VIP tickets for my birthday. So we got to meet him. First off, he's wearing an army jacket. I posted on Instagram and Facebook. He's wearing an army jacket, and I wore my camo Yeezy shirt. So it was like I matched him, and then I had the Fighter and the Kid shoes on too. And he's like, dude, they're fucking sick. Yeah, I don't know. He was just like, he was down to earth, you know? He wasn't like, you got the vibe that he didn't think he was better than you, even though, like, he probably thinks it. He just didn't, like, let it be known. And then he said the same thing that Josh Wolf said, the other comedian on Instagram, that just stay consistent with the podcast. So I think I'm going to do 3 a week, 2 at the lowest. 3 is what I'm going to shoot for. I think they're going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If I miss any, then it'll probably be Saturday or Sunday. But it's never going to, I don't think it's really ever going to be 2 in a row, like bang, bang, unless I get a guest. So, might have been confusing. Anyway, it's going to be 2 or 3 a week. Just look for them. I'm going to, like I said, try to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Again, if anybody wants to be a guest or knows anybody that would be good for the show, let me know, you know. Oh, and then another thing he said too, he thinks, as well as I do, that this whole Aldo versus Holloway getting filled in is a boring fight, man. Yeah, I think it's a boring fight. Look, I am happy for Aldo, because I do think he deserves, like, he deserves these fights to, like, Conor kind of fucked him, you know? He didn't get that second chance, so I think he deserves these fights, but I just think it really hurts the pay-per-view numbers, too. I don't think people want to see that fight. I don't think it has much draw. I think if, like, the fight fans are going to watch regardless, because the fight fans are going to watch regardless. Like, I'm going to watch it, but it doesn't really have much draw. To be honest, I'm buying this fight because I want to see Francis Ngannou, the fucking monster. Especially because I think if he wins, he's going to have to fight Stipe, which, man, good fucking luck. I think that would be a phenomenal fight. Stipe and Francis. Oh, it's a scary fight for Stipe, but it's also a fucking scary fight for Francis Ngannou, because, man, Stipe don't play. You know this. He just clips people, and they just go to sleep. It's intense. I don't know. But what else? Oh, MMA-wise, I'm saying. Fucking Conor, dude. Somebody asked him about this. What was he thinking? I don't think I talked about this. I'm talking about Conor jumping in the ring at Bellator and, like, pushing the ref. That is such a bad look, and everybody knows I'm a Conor dick rider. I always try to defend him. But, dude, what the fuck, Conor? That's such a bad look, especially because when he pushed the ref, the guy that got knocked out was still on the ground, and he, like, pushed the ref into him. First off, Conor, don't do that. But another thing, too, is, like, if somebody has that much money, you know, the true person in them comes out. And then fucking Dana White was like, yeah, he was on the December card. I don't buy that at all. I think him saying he pulled Connor off the December card, I think that was a look to buy more time to be, yeah, I don't know how to word it. Like, him pulling Connor, like, saying Connor was on the December card, but well, now that he did this, he's not fighting. I think it's just like, fuck, man, we gotta say something to make it seem like we were doing, like, telling the fans, like, well, it's definitely gonna be longer than you expect, because we have to punish Connor, but really, Connor's doing whatever the fuck he wants. You know, I think Connor has the UFC by the balls. And I don't think that, you know how I said I think Barstool needs, or ESPN needs Barstool more than Barstool needs ESPN right now? Kind of think the same with UFC. Dana said, he thinks he's bigger than MMA. He kind of is. Connor's like the biggest athlete to ever do anything, ever. And, UFC numbers are down. When Connor fights, UFC numbers are up. You don't need a fucking degree in anything to know that. And it's just like, man, it's just bad look by Connor. And then for Dana to say that, it was like, really, man? Come on. Whatever. I think he'll be all right, though. You know? You want to know what I think? So, don't you think that it's weird when Apple comes out with a new phone and then there's an update that, that the old phones never work with them? I'm calling conspiracy on Apple. For real, I'm thinking that Apple is up to something. Those motherfuckers. iPhone, what is it? iPhone X and the other fucking one. They come out and then you can't even type the letter I. Which the trolling online and like fucking shit, that was so good. The Ohio State one was so good, where it was like OH and then like the A question mark O. Oh, perfect. man. But yeah, I'm calling fucking conspiracy. That I don't think it's a coincidence that when new phones come out and you gotta update it, your other phone's just shit. That happened with my, I had the iPhone 5 for like a year. And, but, what I'm getting at is like the iPhone, what was it, 7? I don't know iPhones. I don't even know which one I have, to be honest with you. If I'm being dead honest with you, I think it's like the 6 something. But I don't know what one it is. It might be the 7. I don't fucking know, man. But, I think I had, like, the 7 and, I don't care. It's a phone. It's great, you know, it's cool, but it does the same thing that other phones do, really. I could text, I can call, I can Snapchat, go on Instagram, I can send emojis. What? So I can't put my phone on the wall as a projector. Hey, man, it's a fucking phone. I don't know where I was going with this. All I wanted to say was that I think that there's a conspiracy. It's a real thing. I think Apple is conspiring against us in that when the new phones come out, I got the fucking hiccups, dude. I hate the hiccups. They are the worst. I'm getting ready to watch Monday Night Football, so I got distracted because I saw Cam dancing. And like I said, I love Cam. And when he dances, it gets me excited. He's chest bumping every single one of his linemen. He's just a goofball, man. It's great. But, yeah. I see your shit, Apple, you motherfuckers. I can't trust you. You know who else you can't trust? The guys who pretend that they're saints. Like they've never done anything sleazy before in their entire lives. Really, bro? You never did anything sleazy? Yet murderer. Okay?
Guys that say they never did anything sleazy? Oh, what are you doing, bro? Wearing skin? What are you, dude? Oh, you never did anything sleazy? And if you really never did, then Yadilla. Yarmadillo. You're just sitting there in your stupid shell of a body, doing nothing. Look up an armadillo right now. Dude, they have the stupidest looking face of any animal. They just look there like, the fuck? If you guys can find a funnier looking animal, let me know. Still gonna call stupid people dillos. You dillo. You stupid? You dillo. You sleazeball? You sleazeball. Whatever. I'm not a saint. I'm a good guy now, but I'm not a saint. I never claimed to be one, you know? And if you claim to be one, you're either a liar, you dillo, or you wear people's skin.
Dude, I'm watching the Monday Night Football thing, and the refs are warming up. And this dude's... They got the announcers talking, and the refs are just sprinting in the background. Like, full out sprinting and backpedaling. Oh, he's going backwards. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That was intense. Dude, they were running so hard. I've never seen that before. I have never seen refs warm up. Go YouTube right now. Refs warming up. Intense refs warming up. And I bet you'll find something funny. I bet you will. Bet your bottom dollar. Wow, man. That was incredible. I wish I could have shared that with you guys. What the fuck was I talking about? Sleazeballs? Armadillos? That's what I was talking about. Yeah, I just... Look, if you're a girl and a guy tells you that he's never done anything sleazy, do yourself a favor and run away real fast in the opposite direction. Just do me a favor, though. Turn around and run. Turn around and run. So this is another thing I was thinking about, too. You know how you always see guys, like, taking pictures of their girlfriend for their girlfriend, and then, like, the girlfriend uploads it? This is such a, like, douchebag, like, way of thinking. But fuck it. Because I said fuck it. If a dude takes a picture for his girlfriend, like, okay, you guys are at the beach. She's in a bikini, right? Your girl's looking like a smoke show. Looking like a whole shenack, you know? You look at her and you say, damn, girl, you looking like a shenack. And she's like, yeah, take a picture of me. And then you guys break up 4 months later. She's using that picture you took on her Tinder profile to get dick. You know what I'm talking about? Your girl... Oh, you took a picture of her in a bikini? You guys broke up? Your boys matched her on Tinder because they saw her in the bikini, single, looking like a snack, trying to give her that dick. So just think about that, guys. Next time your girlfriend says, hey, honey, hey, babe, can't... It's going to go like this. You'll know which voice is you and which voice is her. Hey, babe, you want to go to the beach today? Yeah, it's actually pretty nice out. I got a new bikini. I got a new, cheekster bikini, so you could kind of see my butt. Oh, yeah, that'll be so cute. That'll be really cool. Wear that, and, can you, like, do your hair, too?
Yeah, that would be totally cool. And I'll look like a snack, won't I? All other guys would be jealous. Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. You should do that. Because I love you so much, and I'll love that. Okay, can we take pictures? Yeah, we could totally take pictures together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take pictures together. And then you guys get to the beach, and you get out of the car at the beach. Hey, babe, where do you want to sit on the beach? Oh, right over there is good. The sand looks nice, so it'd be a good backdrop for our pictures. The waves just in the background are, like, really hitting good, and it's great sunlight. All right, that sounds cool. Can we take pictures now? Yeah, but first, can you take this picture of me, like, laying in the... Actually, take this picture of me just standing in the water with the waves, like... And I'll give you, like, a peace sign and stick my butt out. Oh, yeah, that's cool. We'll do that. Okay, and then can you take, like... can you take another picture of me, like, laying in the water with my butt sticking out? Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, too. Can I keep these? Yeah, sure, whatever. Fast forward to 3.5 months after your breakup. And your phone rings. Bling, bling. Hello. Hey, what's up, dude? It's Trevor. Oh, hey, Trevor. What's up, man? Yeah, dude. I just matched with Casey on Tinder. Bro, she looks like a fucking snack. Have you seen her? No, man. She broke up with me like 3 months ago. Yeah, dude. There's this picture of her in this fucking bikini. Oh my god, her butt sticking out of the water. Wait a minute, what color is that bikini, man? It's like light blue. Dude, what's the location say on that picture? It says the beach. Oh, dude, I took that picture of her at the beach. And now she's using it on Tinder? Aw, oh, man, that's fucked up, man. My life has gone to shit. And now my ex-girlfriend's using my pictures I took of her on Tinder. That's not cool. Nah, man, that's not cool. But anyway, I'll just call and let you know that we matched. And I messaged her, and I'm taking her out tomorrow. Can you let me know what kind of drinks she likes so I can order them and look like a fucking boss? Hey, man, that's not cool, man. No, I'm gonna help you. But also, it's Appletini. All right, cool, man. Thanks. Peace out. See? Click. And that's how that goes down. Every time. 77% of the time, that's how it goes down every time. So guys, I'm not saying don't take pictures of your girl. I'm just saying, know that they're going to be on Tinder. So don't take too good of pictures of your girl. Okay, so I got a fucking ton of fucked up Instagram posts for you guys. I think I'll do 3 of them today. How's that sound? Good? Good. Oh, man. I'm all fucked up. I'm gassy. I'm burping. Had the hiccups at the beginning of the podcast. I was yawning. I just said the word yawning. Of course I'm fucking yawning. God dang it. Anyway. All right, so our first one. It's a picture of a very, very gay man. And... Sorry, I had to take a drink. He's super gay, super out of the closet, so it's not like not breaking news. I'm not gonna say who this guy is, because I don't do that. It's a picture of him laying on the ground at a coffee shop next to like a big paper mache coffee cup, and the caption says like enjoying a steaming cup of coffee on the set of blank. I'm not gonna say what the movie is. Listen to these hashtags, dude. And, okay, I will say, I've been using a lot of hashtags lately, but
The reason I'm using hashtags is because I'm trying to get more listeners of the podcast. Tell me what these hashtags, why, I'm just going to read them. Hashtag coffee, hashtag parched, hashtag gay guy, hashtag gay man, hashtag gay bear, hashtag gay cub, hashtag gay dude, hashtag gay otter, hashtag gays of Instagram, hashtag gaystagram, hashtag gay snap, hashtag instagay, hashtag instacub, hashtag instagood, hashtag bearded, hashtag bears, cubs, and beards, hashtag beard, hashtag beards of Instagram, hashtag ginger gay, hashtag ginger beard, hashtag thirst. The only fucking thirst is you for dick. Could you think of any other gay animals you could have thrown out there? Gay cub, gay bear, gay otter. Hey man, we get it. You're gay. And I don't have a problem with that. Look, you want dick? Go have dick. Go enjoy dick. And Richard. I don't know what the fuck that meant. But how many did? 11 fucking hashtags with the word gay in it? What the fuck? Dude. Hey, man. We get it. Okay? No, you're gay? Cool. Use 11 fucking hashtags with the word gay in it so that you'd let everybody know that you're gay. Because I don't think they got it the first time. Ugh. Too much. Too much. All right, whatever. The next one. It's a guy. And he's in a parking lot. Of course, this guy had somebody take a picture of him. Because he's walking, like, towards the camera, but looking the other way. Like, his feet are towards the camera, but he's looking the other way, like he's taking a step towards the camera. Listen to this fucking caption. I always like to look on the optimistic side of life, but I am realistic enough to know that life is a complex matter. No. Hey, man. How complex is life? You know what else is complex? Fucking space, man. We get it, okay? Life's complex. Why don't you just say, I like to look on the bright side, but I know life's confusing. What does that even mean? I just said that in, like, normal people, like, the way a normal person would say it. Now, I don't even know what the fuck I just said. I like to look on the optimistic side of life, but I'm realistic enough to know that life is a complex matter. It's a foreign, by the way. Because no American ever says that in the real world, ever. That's shit you only see on fucking Instagram. You see the funniest posts on Instagram. Jesus Christ, man. Life is a complex matter. Hey, yeah, no shit, dude. No shit. But are you... Life's real complex, you know? Hey, but in other news, are you optimistic? Yeah? Hey, man. I like to look on the bright side of life, but I know life's fucking confusing. Oh, what? Can you imagine that? Like, say that to your buddy next time you see him. Say, hey, dude, you know, I'm really optimistic, but I know life's confusing. And he's going to be like, the fuck did you say, dude? You're confusing me. That's, Any real friend, that's what he would say. What the fuck? Dude, are you okay? That's what my friends would say. Or Dan would be like, dude, you're stupid. What does that even mean? Hey, dude, life's confusing, but I'm very optimistic. Huh? Crickets. I hope you guys laugh when I say stuff like this, because if not, then I just sound stupid. Oh, man, this one. Ugh. This one really pissed me off. It's a fitness model, okay? Let me describe this picture for you. This girl, dime piece. But let me... It's so ridiculous, dude. I don't know what to read first. The caption or the... Okay, so the picture. She is all dolled up. But let me tell you what she's wearing. She's wearing leg warmers. No pants. A black thong with a fucking bunny tail on it. A pink tank top. A sweatband, even though she's not doing anything. She's standing on a stair stepper as if she's mid-step. With her on her tippy toes. Oh yeah, by the way, guess if she has shoes on. Exactly, she doesn't. On a stair stepper. On her tippy toes. Looking back at the camera. I love hashtag Stairmaster machine. First off. Anytime you say I love blank. I love Stairmaster machine. Sephorin. Best cardio to tone your their legs and glutes. Fall in love with the process. You will be surprised how far you can push yourself. Promise yourself you will go up to 100 floors on the machine and you will, all caps, not stop until you reach your goal. The mind is such a powerful thing. And then it goes on. Anyway, basically... The longest foreign advertisement for a fucking Stairmaster I've ever seen in my entire life. Let me explain to you again what this picture is. Jesus, dude, this is so bizarre. The girl is on a fucking Stairmaster machine. The machine's not on. You could see the machine is not on. She has on leg warmers, a black thong with a bunny tail on it. And she has her makeup done, long blonde curly hair with a sweatband on. Hey, you prostitute? You look like one. I love hashtag Stairmaster machine. It's a foreign... Congrats, you're foreign. Dude, what? I love Stairmaster Machine. You know what I love? Fucking the Stairmaster Machine. Just kidding, I don't. You know what I love? An ice cold Coca-Cola. Just kidding, I like Pepsi. If you like Coke, you're fucked up. Because it's too acidic. Jesus, though, man. This is actually, you know what, I'm not even going to say, this is going to be the picture for this podcast, you know, and people are going to look at it and be like, oh, what the fuck is that, man? Why did John got his face on this dime piece body? Well, that's because I'm a dime piece, and that's what my body looks like underneath all these clothes. Take off my clothes, you see my rump. Take off my clothes and see my rump. Dude, this picture is so fucking bizarre, man. And it really, it's actually angering me the longer that I look at it. So, whatever. Alright, guys. I'm gonna go get ready to watch Monday Night Football. For sure, send me any kind of topics you want to hear me talk about. And, I gotta go look up some... Some current events, so I could stay current on the topics for you motherfuckers. Alright, guys. I hope you guys have a great day tomorrow. If you listen to this tomorrow, which probably you will, because
It's 8 o'clock. It's a little bit late.
So, yeah, guys, have a good night and or have a good day, whatever time you're listening to this. And until next time, peace.